The central bus station in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv used to be the largest in the world. A bigger one opened in India a few years back. But still, at 2.5 million square feet, the Tel Aviv bus station is a massive structure and a confusing maze of escalators and staircases, too. Reporter Daniel Estrin often finds himself there. But it was only this week, with Halloween in mind, that he went on a very spooky tour deep into the bowels of the station.
The Israeli architect responsible for this hulking concrete monolith was a champion of a fortress-like, blockish style of construction called Brutalist. And it is indeed brutal to find yourself in an M.C. Escher painting of escalators and staircases leading nowhere.
I think it's crazy. It's megalomaniac. It's a structure that was built out of a fantasy world.
Israeli artist Yonatan Mishal has been exploring the bus station for more than a decade and now leads his own tours here.
It was meant not to be pleasant. It was meant for people to get lost in. And when they can't find their way, they go shopping.
What's there to shop for? Today, there are a jumble of cheap stores selling cell phone covers and remote-controlled toy helicopters. Most of the shops here closed long ago. And about 60% of the building is abandoned. Or is it? There are people in these abandoned wings. Folks you might call Israel's unwanted. Children of Filipino foreign workers run around in one of the forgotten corners of the bus station. They attend preschool and kindergarten in the central bus station.
It is able to be a place for people to hide or to find their place where they have no other place.
Ghosts also lurk here. 40,000 Jewish ghosts of the past. That's the number of Yiddish books kept in this dank warehouse, intended to be a Yiddish library and museum.
These are the rest of the 40,000 books I was telling you about.
Oh my gosh.
Still uncategorized. This is like a scene from Indiana Jones, like, you know, going into the place with the secret crates of the government.
We leave the Yiddish museum and pass a Filipino church and a breakdancing rehearsal space.
And now that we've seen the more inhabited parts and some of the bizarre parts, we're going to go deep under. Right, just as so.
Okay, wait a minute. This door says, danger, entrance is forbidden.
Yeah, and that's where we're going. You can't follow the rules here because there are no rules in a central bus station.
It's totally dark down here.
And this brings us to our next stop where I'm going to meet a very old friend.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God, it's a statue of Charlie Chaplin. It's a movie theater complex abandoned in the 90s. There's debris everywhere. Yonatan wanted to host a horror film festival here, but the bus station management nixed it because the old movie theater doesn't meet modern safety requirements. We pass a locked synagogue in the corner and come upon a hallway with dusty pinball machines hiding in the dark. It's like one of those spooky carnival funhouses. We go down to the very bottom floor. Okay, this is psychedelic. Where are we?
We are now entering the nuclear bomb shelter. There are two sets of primary doors. One of them is a blast door. See how thick it is? We're talking about maybe 40 centimeters of steel.
Wow. And if a shelter for nuclear holocaust isn't creepy enough, there are bats.
The bats live in old bus tunnels that were blocked off in the 80s when the structure was still built. So there are these huge tunnels that were left unused, and the bats inhabited them because they're open to the air. They have like these openings. They could just go in and out. The bats, they're just part of the scenery. They don't do any harm. They're not blood-sucking bats, as far as I know.
Yeah, but we come to a door behind a wall of concrete. Behind the door, we walk along a long, narrow tunnel flanked by metal claws. What is this place?
Your guess is as good as mine. I usually don't take people here because it is dangerous. Just let's be very careful. It's like a Sigourney Weaver movie, Alien, that she goes into these places. This is exactly what it looks like.
At the very end of the tunnel, a wall covered with names. Every inch scratched with names.
Who in the world are these people? Who came here and carved their names? No one comes here. So who are they? Really, I seriously raise the question of who these people are. And these are many people.
In the deepest bowel of the world's second largest bus station, my guide reveals to me what really creeps him out. That we're lurking around the deepest bowel of Tel Aviv's main bus station without raising the suspicion of the security guards who patrol it. When we passed a maintenance worker in the basement, he just stared at us.
Does it bother you?
It bothers me, yeah, because I think that these workers, they're the ones who know this place the best and they should take care of it, but they don't care about it. They just don't care. So anything, if there will be actually someone coming in here with bad intentions, he will just be able to do whatever he wants.
In this security-conscious country where bomb squads are called in regularly to blow up forgotten backpacks, anyone can wander free in the murkier wings of Tel Aviv's central bus station. Even for my fearless tour guide, Yonatan, the scariest part of his tour is that nobody's stopping him from leading it. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.